Das meiste war eigentlich Familie.
Mostly it was to reunite families. You always heard about political motives, but the primary motive was that a girl wanted to get to her boyfriend, a wife to her husband, a wife with her children to her husband who had gotten out another way. Parents wanted to get to their children. In my experience, that was the primary motive. For security reasons, we lived in isolation, away from others. And to live in these basements for 6, 8, or even 12 weeks, that was a real strain on us. It was a terrible story. The fear that you always carried with you was not the fear of getting caught yourself, but fear for those who were entrusted to you totally in such a frightening way. They lived under that regime and knew what they were doing and knew as well what would happen to them if they were caught. And despite this, they were so incredibly trusting of the people who went over to get them. That was always amazing to us. I can only say that I simply had not considered it possible that a potential power whose slogan was, "We are there for the people," could take people so little into consideration as communism did, that this power could act in such a manner.
Kommunismus ist, dass der so ein eigenartiges Gebärden an den Tag legen würde.